AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Canadian National pauses near its 52-week high as rail strength draws 1.8x volume. CNI slipped 0.6% for the week, but the broader setup remains constructive after a 20.9% 12-week advance, an active 22-week trend signal, and heavier trading interest. Research brief. Canadian National Railway closed at $119, only 2.4% below its 52-week high of $121.90, while volume ran at 1.8 times its 13-week average. The weekly loss was mild and ranked poorly inside industrials. But the stock remains one of the stronger rail names over 4 and 12 weeks, with price still well above both its trendline and fair value. Key points. 1. CNI ended the latest week down 0.6% at $119, while remaining 13.3% above its $105 trendline and 11.8% above fair value of $106.40. 2. The trend signal is active for a 22nd week, with 26 active weeks across the past year and a composite score of 81. 3. Volume reached 13.4 million shares, equal to 1.8 times the 13-week and 52-week averages, adding confirmation despite the weekly pullback. 4. Railroads remain healthier than the broader industrials group, with 66.7% trend breadth in the industry versus 52.0% for industrials. 5. Risk is now concentrated around near-high positioning, an 11.8% fair value premium, and weaker latest week sector rank. A small weekly decline does not erase the quarter-long recovery. Canadian National Railway's latest weekly close of $119 marked a 0.6% decline, a pause after a strong run rather than a clear break in the setup. The stock is up 7.0% over 4 weeks and 20.9% over 12 weeks, with the 26-week gain at 22.3% and the one-year return at 16.9%. Price sits at 91.0% of its 52-week range, only 2.4% below the $121.90 high and well above the $89.58 low. The weekly trend signal remains active, now in a 22-week streak, and price is 13.3% above the $105 trend line. That keeps the weekly structure constructive, although the close is also 11.8% above fair value of $106.40, which means the market is paying a visible premium for the improvement. The setup signature is still one of continuation, but the latest candle shows less urgency after the recent advance. Railroad context is stronger than the broader industrials reading. CNI's near-term standing looks better inside railroads than inside the full U.S. industrials group. Industrials gained an average 1.34% for the week and 3.99% over 4 weeks, while CNI lagged the sector on the latest week and ranked 83rd out of 100 sector constituents. The broader sector still has moderate participation, with 52.0% trend breadth, 45.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 48.0% positive relative strength breadth. Within U.S. railroads, the picture is more supportive. The industry's average weekly return was 0.62%, but its four-week average was negative at 0.88%, making CNI's 7.0% four-week gain stand out. The stock ranks second among 12 railroad names over 4 weeks and third over 12 weeks, behind a stronger industry tape where 66.7% of names have active trends and 58.3% show positive market dynamics and relative strength. Volume confirms attention, while the signal mix is constructive but not fresh. Participation was the clearest bullish evidence in the latest data. CNI traded 13.4 million shares, compared with a 13-week average of 7.3 million and a 52-week average of 7.6 million. That 1.8x volume ratio gives the near-high price action more credibility than a quiet drift, even though the week itself finished negative. Market dynamics is positive at 0.95, and relative strength is 6.82. But the signal state is not a fresh entry condition. The market dynamics label reads no fresh buy, and the expectation measure is undecided at 49.26%. In practical terms, the stock retains a strong trend profile, but the next move still needs evidence that heavier volume is supporting continuation rather than distribution near the top of the yearly range. Risk now sits in valuation distance and near high positioning. The main risk is not a broken trend, but the amount of good news already reflected in price. CNI trades 13.3% above trend and 11.8% above fair value, while volatility is contained at 2.9% over 13 weeks versus 2.7% over 52 weeks. The stock has recorded 29 upside weeks and 23 downside weeks over the past year, with an average gain of 2.2% and an average loss of 2%, a balanced risk profile rather than an overheated one. The next watch point is whether CNI can hold the upper end of its range while keeping volume above the 1.5 times threshold. A move closer to the 52-week high with positive market dynamics would strengthen the continuation case. A fade back toward the trend line or a drop in relative strength while price remains stretched above fair value would point to cooling demand. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.